Exclusive: Trump considers campaign stop at mothballed Virginia factory to highlight Biden's Made in America screw-ups. By Matthew Boyle and Alexander Marlowe on March 19, 2024. Palm Beach, Florida. Former President Donald Trump told Breitbart News exclusively he is considering taking up an offer for a tour from the CEO of a Virginia factory that is not producing anything right now because Democrat President Joe Biden's administration screwed up Trump's Made in America initiatives. Sure, Trump said in a 90-minute exclusive interview when asked if he would consider visiting a facility owned by Blue Star NBR in Southwest Virginia. Blue Star's CEO Scott Meyer told Breitbart News recently that he would welcome Trump to come tour the facility his company built in Virginia, a place that is currently mothballed because the Biden administration mishandled initiatives started under Trump's presidency. Blue Star was created to manufacture nitrile gloves domestically. The nation goes through tens of billions of nitrile gloves every year as healthcare providers, law enforcement and first responders, food handlers, and producers of high-end technology all wear them regularly. As Breitbart News and other outlets have reported, it became clear during the Trump administration at the outset of the coronavirus pandemic that none of these gloves were made in America and the supply chain was completely dependent on foreign production of them. During the Biden presidency, too, the percentage of imports of these gloves from communist China has increased exponentially, a trend that may have the majority of gloves being imported from the Chinese Communist Party by the end of this year. Because of Biden administration screw-ups, in large part because of the Biden team's moving of funding efforts from the Pentagon to the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as detailed by a letter sent by Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., to HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra, Blue Star and other facilities like it are not making anything despite the hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars spent to get them up. Virginia Senate candidate Hung Cao said the Biden screw-ups have cost thousands of jobs that would otherwise exist in Virginia. Meyer said he would love to show this to Trump, especially given the fact that Biden spent a great deal of his State of the Union address highlighting the expenditure of billions and billions of dollars in spending that has not amounted to much, if anything, for the nation. I'll welcome anyone that wants to come see all the hard work that's been put into this. To see a state-of-the-art facility that's sitting basically mothballed that can produce a critical item that this country desperately needs, Meyer told Breitbart News this month. But instead, we're just more dependent on China than we were before the pandemic started. Trump, when asked about the wasted tax dollars that Biden has spent not producing anything in the country, told Breitbart News in an interview last week that, "It's terrible. He's taking the money and he is investing it in the Green New Scam," Trump told Breitbart News. "All the money, instead of reducing debt, it's invested in the Green New Scam. It's not just gloves that Biden has screwed up either. A recent report shows that, because of Biden's failures, the U.S. is dependent on foreign countries for syringes too." Trump even said during his interview with Breitbart News that, because Biden is failing to deal with these problems, the nation is at risk with the weak supply chains for critical personal protective equipment or other major health equipment. What's more, the Strategic National Stockpile, SNS, has major flaws and weaknesses, and Biden is doing nothing to replenish it. "Remember the masks? We were making them up in New Hampshire," Trump said. "We were doing a great job with that. It's the one thing I never got credit for. I get credit for a good economy, and I get credit for a good foreign policy. I get credit for a lot of things, but not on this. When I came in, I always said the cupboards were bare. We had nothing. We had no gloves, no masks, nothing. I'm not even blaming past administrations because who would have thought such a thing as a pandemic could happen? It sounded like an ancient problem. But it turned out to be a disaster, and it can happen again." Trump has previously said he intends to make a heavy play for some states that Democrats have won in recent elections, including Virginia. Back in his last long-form, sit-down interview with Breitbart News in December at Mar-a-Lago, Trump said he intends to compete in places like Virginia, Minnesota, New Mexico, New Jersey, and New York. Republicans had won Virginia in every presidential election except one for 50 years until Democrat Barack Obama won it in the 2008 presidential election. But since then, Democrats have held the Old Dominion state in presidential races. However, one of Trump's top campaign aides, Chris LaCivita, has a lot of experience in Virginia politics. Trump going to visit a place like Blue Stars facility, highlighting the major failures of Biden's spending programs and thousands of jobs that Biden cost the people of the Commonwealth could be part of the necessary magic that unlocks the state for him. Virginia has 13 electoral votes, and if Trump were to win it, it would almost guarantee he returns to the White House, as it would be very difficult for Biden to coalesce 270 electoral votes without it.